Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we're taking on The Boys Season 3 on Amazon Prime. It's got a runtime of, 8 episodes, 40 minutes apiece, 50 minutes, whatever. You don't care. You'll just start watching it and you'll love it. Quick casting, well, you may love it. Either you love it or you hate it. There is no in between here. Quick casting, Carl Urban, Jack Quaid. Boy, does he look like his mom and dad, though, doesn't he? Anthony Starr, and the rating is MA, and it earns every bit of that and about 10 times more than that. Good grief. So 60 seconds on the clock for The Boys Season 3. What's it about? In a world where superheroes are created by an evil company that are worshipped and glorified, it asks a question about what if these superheroes were actually terrible people? And more than that, what if a group of normal people, band together to bring these so-called gods? Why to watch it? It continues its raunchy ways of the first two previous seasons. And it's almost right off the bat. If you're not into blood or guts and gore, or even more than that, things that I can't even say on this podcast, this is not for you. But I'm here for it, and I love it. Anthony Starr plays a great villain in this one. He makes you hate and loathe Homelander. It may be a perfect casting. Episode 6, Herogasm, is one of my favorite episodes in TV history. And it's not even about the Herogasm event, it's everything else that happens in that episode. All this conflict that they've been building up for all comes to a head. And it's so worth it at the time. I've only watched it one time, and I wish I would have watched it 3 or 4 more times, but I'm trying to just leave it as it is and let it sit before I go back to it. The finale of the episode addresses some of my worries that I had with it playing it too safe with the main cast. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. Why to skip it? If you hate raunchiness, this is 100% wrong for you. And one thing I noticed in this season and in previous seasons is that they tend up to build the hatred towards Homelander, and with him being an overall top villain, then completely divert it to a different character in largely ignoring Homelander. But it's starting to leave me with an incomplete feeling. This season doesn't do it as bad, but it's there. It's noticeable. I've got the buzzer already. Oh well, I don't care. I went over a minute. It's The Boys. You're supposed to go over a minute with this. Rating out of 10. This one's an 8.7 out of me. I believe this is the highest rating I've ever given a show or a movie. It's worth a shot. It's well acted. It's a perfect blend of over-the-top humor, drama, action, and raunchiness. It's, you know what the sad part is? We had like 2 years to wait before we get another one coming out. Do you like The Boys? Do you hate The Boys? Let me know at OMMRpodcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, or email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com, or you can fill out a contact form on the website. 1 Minute Movie Reviews, where you can listen to episodes, engage with the show, donate to the podcast. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to share me with a friend. It's the only way for us to truly grow the podcast. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you could spend with me as we shoot up Temporary V in the hopes of becoming a superhero, but the only power I get is to produce a mid-tier podcast. Wait, what?